It has no name.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kane Archer.
Hey everyone, I hope you're in the mood for one more bonersode this month, because this one is number 101 for July 29th, 2021. My name is Cody Noname, and today my producer is MC. But MC is about to have his thunder taken away because Lardlord sent me pics the other day of a filing cabinet for sale. On the side of it, there's a crappy paper sign with the price and phone number scrawled in Sharpie. Wowee, super exciting. But it's the background that caught my eye, where there's a real dump situation of a house. So to kick things off, let's call the owner and offer to clean the place up.
Hello?
Hello, Richard?
Yes.
Hey, Richard, it's Winston with the city of...
Okay.
I was just calling about your property over there on Street.
Yeah.
I just needed to let you know about some work that's going to be done on the exterior of the home tomorrow. There's just going to be a couple of work trucks out there for a few hours.
What are we talking about?
See, they're going to be doing some dry cleaning on the exterior of the home.
What home?
Let's see, 2 Street.
Why are you cleaning my house?
Well, just the exterior. We had a few complaints recently about the general lack of upkeep, and so they're just going to be out there for a few hours.
So we're cleaning the house or the yard?
The house, like the exterior walls, basically, and the roof.
You're going to clean the exterior walls of the house because you've had complaints from whom?
Just general complaints from some of the neighbors in the area.
And what do you think is going to change? You think it's dirty?
Yeah. They were out there doing a survey earlier, and they just found just several layers of filth. You know, they do an analysis of the dirt and everything. And so, yeah, they're just going to be out there for a couple of hours tomorrow morning, starting at about 9:00.
Well, you should probably tell Ono, but she goes to work. Okay, that's what you want to do.
Who's, is that your wife or... I'm sorry, I don't have that.
Oh, that's the renter. That's the lady that's living in there right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, fine, because I'm getting ready to paint it. So you want to clean the crud off, and I can paint it easier. I didn't notice it was that dirty, but if that's what you guys want to think, that's okay.
Well, I mean, it's not that we think that. We just have several complaints.
Yeah, they're pretty complaining neighbors around there.
Oh, those kinds of people.
The neighbors,
huh?
Are so complaining that we're moving out of town.
Oh,
we can't take the complaining neighbors.
Sounds like you're the problem. Well, it's okay, because like you're not in trouble.
It's fine. They have nothing to do. I feel sorry for them. Okay, thanks for cleaning my house. I feel bad that you guys have to do that. I never registered as being that dirty, but I never checked to see if the walls were dirty.
Oh, it's kind of like when you don't take a shower for a few days and you just don't even notice your own stink. It's kind of like that.
Well... yeah, I worked on the house, and I just didn't notice it was that grubby on the surface, but you guys want to, you're not going to hurt it, I don't think, so what the heck?
Well, yeah, that's actually something that I needed to kind of go over with you, because, like, it won't cause any damage or anything, per se, but the air cannons that they're going to be using, it may knock some shingles off, I mean, if they're loose.
No, don't do anything that's knocking them shingles off my house. Nope, don't do that.
Oh, yeah, that's what they use. See, it's an environmentally friendly process. They just use air cannons.
Well, whatever you do, don't break pieces off my house.
I mean, they're not going to intentionally break them off,
I understand that.
That's what I'm saying. If they're not, you know, nailed down or whatever, they might fly off.
They're nailed down, but they're also almost impossible to replace. So if you break them, I'm stuck.
Impossible to replace.
I'm trying to sell the damn thing. Yeah, I can't find them anywhere. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Well, they're just shingles. I mean, they're
old cement boards.
Oh, okay.
Well,
need to put a new roof on anyways.
When I've had to repair houses like that, I just get Hardiebacker that goes behind the tiles and cut pieces to fit.
Okay. Well, anyways, yeah.
I just am so friggin' busy right now.
Well, that's probably why they were complaining.
Do the best you can.
That's probably why they were complaining, just because you have it all patched together with rubbish.
I don't have any rubbish.
Well, I mean, it just sounds like you just kind of have it cobbled together with pieces of scrap or whatever you could find.
No, I don't. It's a perfectly nice little house. I don't know. Have you looked at it?
I didn't do the land survey myself. I'm just following up on the reports.
Yeah, you're telling me my house is filthy and rubbish. I'm like, I don't agree with you, but... You guys are going to do it anyway.
Well, I can pull it up. I can pull it up on Street View here. Just a second here. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
It's kind of ugly.
It kind of looks like crap.
The trim is being repaired. It was just disintegrating, so you can see the trim is kind of odd.
See, that's another thing is the air cannons might. The air cannons might chip away at some of that old ugly paint that you have on there.
I'm walking over to the house right now. I'm like 20 feet from the house, so give me a second here.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you don't have any a satellite dish or anything up on the roof, do you, that might come off in the air cannon? Okay.
I don't want them on the roof. The roof is fine. It's not dirty.
Well, they won't be on the roof, but they're going to have one of those.
I don't want them cleaning the house, the roof. I don't want them spraying on the house. The roof is fine.
Well, they're
not
spraying
dirty.
Anything.
Leave the roof alone.
Well, no, they're going to be blasting it with compressed air.
Okay, I'll be here at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I will climb on the roof, and I will keep most of the roof.
Well, no, you can't do that,
you people.
You can't do that,
yes,
sir.
Yes, I can. No, you watch me. Bring the fucking cops, man.
Oh, it's not a police matter.
People,
they just
listen to me.
They just need to dry clean your ugly home. That's all.
Fucking asshole neighbors using you to harass me.
They're not harassing you.
Okay?
They just don't want to live next to a filthy home. That's all. They're just going to just use compressed air and it'll look better. I mean, like the shingles
are good.
I'm
right here. You come over here and you show me the filth.
Oh, I'm not showing you anything. We're on the phone, dummy.
Don't call me a dummy, asshole. I don't like this shit.
Well, you're being dumb. I'm just trying to tell you, like, it's going to look better. Like, the shingles are probably all going to fly off.
I am right here.
Like, it looks dilapidated.
I lick my finger. Lick my finger and rub it on my house.
What?
Nothing's coming off.
Don't lick your finger.
It's not dirty.
Can't be licking your fingers. Can't be licking your fingers in this day and age.
What?
You can't be licking your fingers in this day and age. You don't know what you've touched.
My point is, a small amount of moisture doesn't take anything off. It definitely needs painting.
Well, no, it's not going to be moisture. They're hitting it with high-powered compressed air.
I understand that.
They have air cannons that they're going to be blasting
with. I don't know who's telling you there's filth on it. There isn't filth on it.
Several reports here. Several of your neighbors.
I don't care. My neighbors aren't over here cleaning on my house.
Well, I mean, there's
city people that have come out to check this.
Yeah, they were out there the other day, just surveying it and everything.
Okay,
and,
but you have somebody from the city that looked at this.
Yeah, and also that fence.
And
it looks like
you guys think you could make it cleaner.
And also, the fence looks like it might fall down when it's hit with the compressed air. You might want to reinforce that.
Oh, that's Onwa's little thing she put up for a dog. I don't care about that. That's just something the girl that lives here did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that thing's definitely going
to
come down. I mean, basically, it looks like a house of cards.
What, is that the house?
Yeah, I mean, just the way it looks all dilapidated.
Well, you've never been inside.
Well, I'm just on the outside. It looks like a ghost house.
The outside looks like shit, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like garbage.
You never got to paint it.
Looks like somebody shit all over. That's why they have to dry clean it. That's what I was saying.
No, the junk is all over. His own was crap. The renter lady here, I don't know why she had all this junk in the front yard, but...
Well, how come she's moving? She tired of living in the dumpy house or something?
No, we're leaving. We don't like this town. We got these nosy fucking neighbors.
What? No, I'm talking about your tenant,
what?
Though. Where's your tenant going?
I don't know. She's moving because I'm selling the house.
Why don't you just sell it to the tenant?
Because she didn't have the money to buy it.
Well, how much are you selling it for?
Her and her grandmother.
How much are you selling it for? How much are you selling the house for?
I don't know. I think she wants $125. It's my wife's house.
Oh, well, why am I even talking to you then? I need to talk to the homeowner.
Well, technically, I'm the guy on the label. I'm the person on the
deed. Technically, schmeckingly, where's the woman? She obviously wears the pants in the relationship.
What's your name?
Winston.
Winston?
Mm-hmm.
I consider you very rude, Winston.
Oh, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying.
My name is on the deed.
Okay, well, then it's your house then. Why were you saying it was your wife's? You don't even know how deeds work.
She and I understand that it's her house, and she makes all the decisions about it.
Oh, that's very quaint. It's very cute. Very old-fashioned.
Not about old-fashioned. I bought them, and she's going to buy them from me rather than change the name because we're married. Doesn't make any difference. She just makes the decisions.
Wait, you're selling the house to your wife?
No.
None of this makes any sense.
My wife, yeah, I know.
What you doing?
I bought these properties. I got married.
Yeah.
I've sold these to my wife, and she helped me buy another house across town.
Why don't you just give them to her?
No, but we don't.
It's your wife. Why would you sell?
We don't bother to because we. That's
profiting
we
off your wife. It's terrible. How long have you been married,
Winston? I think you're an asshole. Don't talk.
What? No, I'm just trying to make conversation.
I am coming to City Hall.
Hello?
Hello, Connie?
Yes.
Hey, Connie. It's Lee from down the street.
Lee from down the street?
Yeah, I'm just a little ways down the street from you.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I was just wondering, do you think you could not drink from my hose anymore?
I don't drink from your hose. Are you kidding me?
Oh, Connie, come on. It's okay. I'm not even... Connie?
Hello?
Hello, Connie?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Connie, it's Lee again. I think we got disconnected a minute ago.
No, I blocked the number. What's going on?
Well, why would you do that? I'm just asking nicely. Like, I'm not mad at you or anything. I'm just... You leave the...
Why would you think I drink from your hose?
Well, I saw you on the security camera. And
you could not have seen me on your security camera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got you on
here. I walked down the street to the market, and that's it.
I know.
I don't stop.
I know. And when you do, you just... Like, I don't care if you're using the water. It's just you leave the hose all uncoiled.
I don't do it.
And it's just...
You can't have me on your security camera. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you live.
I
don't know how you got my name and number.
I'm over here on street, just around the corner from you. And look, it's no big deal. Like, I'm just...
Street.
Like, if you're going to use my hose, just coil it back up. That's all. Because you just kind of leave
Stop.
It all...
Stop. I have never drunk out of anyone's hose.
Oh, Connie, it's
Please.
Okay.
Please.
Connie, it's no big deal. Like,
Who are you?
I told you, this is Sleeve.
Sleeve?
Yeah. And look, it's fine. Like, if you want me to leave... Like a glass of water out or a jug or something, I'll do that. It's just,
oh, this is over. This is ridiculous.
No, Connie, I'm asking you nicely as a neighbor. Please, just coil the hose back up. That's all. That's all I ask. That's all I ask.
Okay, you say you have me on security camera?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got you on the cameras. It's definitely you. That's why I'm keeping this.
How do you know me? How do you know who I am?
I have facial recognition software on my camera, and... And
well, please hand it over to the police. Please do.
Well, no, it's not a...
Tell them.
I'm not going to...
It's not me. I have never, ever,
Connie,
ever...
Connie, you don't need to lie. It's okay.
Don't talk to me like you know me. Goodbye. I'm done.
Hello?
Hello, Jennifer?
Who is this?
It's Winston from down the street. Is this Jennifer?
Winston from down the street.
Yeah, I'm just a little ways down from you. Not too far.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, sorry to bother you so late. I just needed to let you know that a few of us from the neighborhood, we're going to be doing some readiness drills in your front yard tomorrow.
What does that mean?
Well, we're just going to be setting up tires and like a little jungle gym type thing and just kind of like a like an obstacle course. And we're just going to be running drills for a couple hours.
Excuse me, sir. What are you talking about?
Oh, man, who's that guy in the background?
Yeah. What are you doing? You're going to set up an obstacle course in the front yard?
Hey, sir, pipe down. I was talking to Jennifer.
Here you go. Okay. My apologies. Here you go.
Yeah, shut up. Jennifer, are you there?
Is it your brother?
No.
Hello?
I have no idea who this is and why you're setting up an obstacle course in my front yard.
I told you this is Winston. Well, I'm over here on street, not too far from you, but just several of us in the area, we're just going to be gathering around your house tomorrow and just using your yard for a couple of hours.
No, that's not okay.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no, yeah, it's fine. We're just going to be in the grass. Like, we're not going to cause any...
Cool.
We're not going to do
any...
Oh, man, can you tell that guy to shut up?
You know who
he's just being super annoying. Okay, put him on. Put the man on. I'll straighten him out.
Okay. What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, you can shut up.
Okay.
And second of all, I just needed to let you know that we're going to be doing readiness drills in your front yard tomorrow.
I think it's a great idea. It's not my yard. You'll have to get her permission, but I'm all for it.
Okay, well, then if it's not your yard, then shut up and let Jennifer talk.
Okay, fair enough. No. Fair enough, I'll shut up.
And also, Jennifer, why do you spell your name all funny? It looks like Jennifer. Jennifer? Is that how you pronounce it?
No, it's Jennifer, actually.
No, actually, he's right, though.
I know, but it's spelled Jennifer.
Yeah, you blame her parents on that one. She wasn't born for that change.
Oh, man, your parents were weirdos.
Hello?
Hello, Tammy?
Yes, speaking.
Hello, Tammy. It's Jacob here in the County River and Roads Department.
Yep.
I'm just calling regarding the digging on your farm that's scheduled for tomorrow.
Okay, back up. Where are you from? I'm sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about, so I'm a little bit surprised.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm calling from the County River and Roads and Lowell's Department.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm just following up about the letter we sent you a couple months ago about the river we'll be diverting through your land.
I think I'm going to let you talk to my husband here, because...
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry, I don't have your name. Is this Tammy's husband?
Yes, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. It's Jacob. I'm over here in the County Land Use Department.
Mm-hmm.
I was just calling to let you both know that there's going to be some work going on tomorrow morning over at your property.
Okay.
There's just going to be
for
some...
For what?
There's just going to be some tractors and a couple of work trucks.
For what purpose?
Because, see, they're going to be diverting a river through there, and a leg of it's going to be running straight through your farm.
Okay, so in order to do a project like that, the county would have to notify the landowners ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing here.
Oh, so you're calling me the night before.
Well, no, they sent out the letter a couple of months ago in the mail.
No, because something like this is a major project, and the DNR would have to be involved in this, too, not just the land and water.
Well, no, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I described it as a river.
It's not that big of a deal. Do you have any idea what it would take to dig a trench that would actually divert something that doesn't go into that trout stream?
Yeah, I have some idea.
What was your name again?
Jacob.
Jacob?
Uh-huh.
Who's your supervisor?
My supervisor is Ira.
Ira, what's his last name?
Jumping.
Jumping.
Uh-huh.
Ira Jumping, that's interesting.
Yeah, just like the word.
What's the department, land and water?
Land use permitting. Is that Tammy in the background?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just tell her to pipe down. Just shoo her away.
We are upset because this doesn't make any sense.
We are
checking references right now.
What doesn't make sense? I explained it pretty clearly. They're going to be
What department are you in?
I already told you, land use permitting.
Land use permitting.
Yeah. And tell Tammy to get back in the kitchen. Man, oh man.
Okay, that's it. This conversation's done.
Well, no, what do you mean?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, Jeremy. It's Jacob again. You hung up before I could explain the bridge that they're going to be building for the cattle.
A bridge?
He just got all bent out of shape just because I was trying to have a conversation with you. About the woman just, running her mouth back there.
Okay.
And the child.
So you're very, very unprofessional right now.
Well, no, you got me all flustered because, I don't know, it just sounds like you didn't read
You're frustrated. I'm getting a call saying you guys are going to come and wreck my property tomorrow.
Oh, well, they're not going to wreck it. They're just going to be, moving a river. They're just going to be moving
a
river.
Okay, this is actually the fourth time you've called me. Do not call me again tonight, okay?
What? No, I only called you twice. What?
Really?
We've only spoken twice. What are you talking about?
Because you tried calling 5 minutes before I answered the phone the first time.
Okay, well, yeah, you were being a weirdo trying to screen your calls.
Really?
And I just figured I'd try back.
Should I tell you that this is being recorded, too?
Oh, no, you can't record. I don't give you permission.
Oh, I can't.
I don't give you permission.
I didn't, y'all. Oh, jeez.
How are you recording it?
Yeah, I'm using a prehistoric...
Prehistoric?
Rotary phone. Yeah.
A rotary phone? That doesn't record.
Yeah.
You're just being silly.
We're just upset and confused. This doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, no, how are you recording it? Are you using an app?
I'm not recording it.
What?
You're probably recording
it,
though.
I called your bluff.
Yeah.
I knew
you called my bluff.
Yep. Hey,
are you really having fun with this conversation? Because I'm not.
No, you're making my job difficult. Can you tell that kid to shut up?
How many people work for that are in the office at 5:45?
Hey, can you tell that kid to shut up?
Hello?
Hello, Rita?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Rita. It's Winston with the city.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to let you know about the work that's going to be going on outside your house tomorrow morning.
What are we talking about?
Well, there's going to be a couple of work trucks, city work trucks, outside of your house over there on 30th Street. They're just going to be setting up some air compressors and running some hoses and things like that.
For what purpose?
Well, they're going to be doing some dry cleaning of the exterior of your home. Yeah, we had a few reports lately from some of the neighbors about the condition of the the exterior of your house.
Who are you?
This is Winston. I'm over here in the zoning compliance department.
You have the wrong house.
Shoot. Well, this isn't Rita over there at 20.
I made a call to the city because on East Drive, all of the weeds and brush is growing in the street, and it's hard to see to turn the corner.
Oh, yeah, no, that's an entirely different department. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to confuse you. No, this is in regards to some reports that we had about your house. Yeah, just the general appearance of your house. I guess the walls are looking a little dingy.
No.
Yeah, the reports are right here in front of me, ma'am.
I disagree. There's nothing wrong with my house.
Well, I didn't say there was anything wrong with it. It just, according to the complaints we have here, it just generally looks dingy. I guess there's leaves and moss stuck to the walls and things like that. So they're just going to set up
No.
Yeah.
You have the wrong house.
Well, no, I already confirmed the address.
No. What address are you saying?
20th Street.
There is no moss on my house.
Well, not according to the land survey that we did this morning. Yeah, they were already out there. They were already out there this morning. They confirmed all the details and everything, and you're not in trouble.
I don't live in the city.
Well, yeah, but you're still within our jurisdiction when it comes to...
I do not live in the city.
Rita, why are you yelling? I'm just letting you know they're going to be there. It's not like you're... Rita, you're not in trouble. It's okay. Like, you're not getting a fine or anything. They're just going to dry clean the exterior walls of your house. That's all.
I don't...
They just use high-powered air cannons, and they just blast the dirt and things like that away.
Just a minute, sir.
Okay.
Just a minute. Andy, this guy says he's calling from the city, and they're going to air blast our house tomorrow because somebody said we have leaves and molds on our house.
Oh, no, not mold. Just moss.
This house?
Yeah.
They're not coming to this house. We're not in the city, for one thing. It's a scandal.
Well, can you put Andy on? I'll just talk to him. I'll explain.
No, this is... That you're...
Ma'am, I'm trying to... I can explain it to him. It just sounds like there's some confusion, so...
No, I think you are scamming.
Hello?
Hello, Donna?
Yes?
Hey, Donna, it's Craig over here at the market.
Yes.
Hey, my manager just wanted me to call and ask if, like, the next time you're over here, do you think you could refrain from building any more of those bread forts?
What?
You know how last time you were here, you were building a fort out of the loaves of bread?
What?
It's just, I mean, it's kind of...
You have the wrong number.
Well, this is Donna, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're the one. It's okay, like, you're not in trouble or anything. We're not mad. In fact, I think it was kind of neat. You know, the fort you built out of the loaves of bread. But
I never built any fort out of loaves of bread.
Oh, no, it was definitely you. We got you on the security camera and everything. It's really no big deal. It's kind of a tripping hazard for the other customers.
Yes, it is a big deal because I never did it.
Donna, it's okay. Like, there's really no reason to be deceitful about it or anything. Like I said, you're still welcome to shop here and everything. We're just hoping that you wouldn't build any more of those bread forts. That's all.
What? Where did I do it at?
In the bread aisle.
In the bread aisle? On the floor?
Yeah, you just built up this life-size fort out of the loaves of bread. And it was neat and everything, but, you know, just kind of, like, it eventually, like, after you left, it collapsed, and there were loaves of bread all over the floor.
I'm not trying to be deceitful, but it was not. When did it happen?
Well, it's actually been a few times. Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 times now. And look, it's okay. It's no big deal. There's no reason to make...
It is a big deal because I swear to you, I never built bread unless I'm walking in my sleep.
Well, are you really a sleepwalker? Because, man, that'd be crazy to walk all the way down here and build an entire fort that you can go inside of out of the loaves of bread. Like, that's completely unrealistic.
All right. Do you have the tape?
Well, the manager does. I don't have it on me.
Is he there?
Yeah, he's here, but he's in his office right now.
Okay. I'll be over.
Well, wait, why are you coming over?
I will be over.
Oh, no, there's no reason to come down here and make a special trip.
There most certainly is, because I did not do this. Yes?
Oh, hey, Donna, it's Craig again. Listen, I wanted to apologize. There was a total mix-up. You weren't the one that was building the forts out of bread.
Well, you sure treated me like I was.
I didn't think I was treating you one way or the other. Yeah, it was
you
just...
You wouldn't believe that I didn't do it. What the hell do you think that is?
Well, no, it's just I had your name next to the wrong number, and see, you're
Why
the...
Why did you have my name anyway?
Well, because you're the one that's been bowling the eggs down the aisle. And yeah, that's what I was supposed to talk to you about, not the bread forts.
I'm coming.
What?
I'm on my way right now.
Oh, there's no reason to make any special...
There is a reason that I'm coming.
Thanks again to MC for making Donna come. Thanks, Lardlord, for the filing cabinet picks. I really love that this bonersode started and ended with people storming into places, City Hall and a grocery store. That's the best part about prank calls to me, just imagining the aftermath. And it's all thanks to you, my awesome supporters. Thanks so much for your generosity. I'll be back next week with more telephone tomfoolery. Bye.
There's not the shadow of a lost plane or the rumble of a railway line. It's coming with the strength of an iron horse, and without you on its mind. No, I've been sitting on the fire escape of the Fairmont looking down. There's not a bridge going anywhere that she'd want to be found. Well, it's not a good idea to cross it. It may not have another side. It may be hot enough to melt your clothes, but you won't step out alive. You're gonna wanna get your lamp lit. Can nobody see you now? Well, it's not as dark as it's gonna get, and we're a long way from higher ground. There's no way around it.
How will you feel? you got. I am just like totally feel like I'm dreaming here.